Marcia on Demetrius.
A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns the next page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
I left Inspector Frayne at Bailey's Hotel that second day with the sun coming up. We'd done all we could. Godowsky's body had been taken away, and we'd talked to Dora, the housemaid, and other people in the hotel. Ridgway, the chap who'd been found in Godowsky's room with the knife, had escaped and we'd lost him. And for the moment, there wasn't a thing we could do but get some sleep. I arrived back at our headquarters on the embankment at about 3 the next afternoon. We'd made arrangements to have another word with the answer girl, Hedy Bergner. And in the meantime, we dug up all the background information we could about Carl Scammell and the people who'd been on that plane from Berlin. But we were still completely in the dark about the imposter, the man who'd murdered Scammell and taken his place. Kutz was waiting for me when I got there. Good chap, Kutz. Seems to get along with practically no sleep at all.
Well, here we are, sir. All the reading matter under the sun, sir. Kindly supplied by War Office Records.
Good. The Bergner girl hasn't shown up yet, has she?
Not yet, sir.
No word of Ridgway from Inspector Frayne?
Well, no, sir. It wouldn't surprise me if you collected that 10 bob note from the inspector, sir.
I'll willingly lose 10 bob cuts to get my hands on Ridgway before the day's out. All right, now. Let's see what records have to say about Carl Alexis Scammell. Born 1912, Vienna. Father, naturalized British subject, mother, Hungarian. Educated in France, Oxford, the Sorbonne, and Heidelberg. Accomplished linguist. Believed to have been in Spain during the Civil War, later in Balkans and Greece. Left Romania before Nazi advance in 1941, interned Ankara 1941, escaped to Syria early 1942, joined British forces in Cairo April 1942. Sounds just the sort of chap they'd grab at for intelligence cuts.
Sounds to me, though, sir, as though he'd been wiser to stay interned in Turkey.
Well, let's have a look a bit further. Yeah. Commissioned Army GHQ, Middle East, 1943. Oh, here's something. Parachuted into Yugoslavia, November 1943. I know a bit about that sort of thing myself. Detached for special duty with French forces of the interior, 1944. Captured, escaped, January 1945.
He must have been a pretty slippery customer, sir. Not too many of them got away from the Gestapo.
Well, he's certainly been around. And since then, it seems, he was with military intelligence in Germany. Ah, listen to this, right at the end of the summary. All information on this man prior to joining Middle East forces in 1942 supplied by himself. Most details of pre-war background impossible to verify now. Rather significant, that last bit, wouldn't you say, Kurtz?
Yes, sir. Sounds as though he could have made it all up as he went along.
Well, it doesn't matter now. Odd way for a chap to finish up, though, after all that. To be found dead under a pile of rubble in the Augartenstrasse in Berlin. Yes? Oh, all right. Ask her to come up, will you? Miss Bergner. Henry Kutz, how does she impress you?
Oh, I'd say she was a pretty sweet dish, sir. A bit out of my class.
Yes. It's almost too attractive to be running about Germany with an entertainment unit. But, of course, her singing mightn't be as good as her looks. Righto, Kutz, do your stuff.
Yes, sir. Come in, Miss Bergner. The Major's waiting on you now.
Hello, Major Keene.
How are you? It's very good of you to come along to this rather sinister pile of ours. Do sit down.
Oh, thank you.
Well, now, we have asked you to come along for 2 reasons, Miss Bergner, and I'll get the first one out of the way at once. I don't want to scare you unduly, but we've reason to believe you're in very grave danger.
What on earth for?
You and 3 other people saw that 5th man on the plane I talked to you about last night. One of the others has already been killed.
Godowsky, the American.
You've seen the papers.
Yes. But I didn't dream that was any connection. How utterly appalling.
We're putting a man on to guard your flat, 24 hours a day.
You've... a man outside my flat?
No, he won't get in your way.
Oh, but this is terrible. They've nothing to kill me for. I couldn't even give you a description of the other man.
Miss Bergner, he doesn't know that. And it looks as though the man who called himself Carl Scammer will stop at absolutely nothing.
But who is he? What is he?
That is something we'd very much like to know. Now, don't let it upset you. You'll be all right. Tell me something about yourself. What are your plans?
Well, my contract with ENSA has expired, and I'm not renewing it. I'm looking for a job.
You sing, don't you?
Yes, but you'll never hear me at Covent Garden. I'm a cabaret singer. You know, nightclubs and all that. I really think I get by on my looks more than my voice.
Well, I wish you luck at any rate. Are you English?
No, I'm Austrian. Viennese. My father brought me to England in 1933 when I was 14, and we both became British subjects.
I see. Well, since last night, have you thought of anything more you could tell us about the imposter?
No. I'm terribly sorry. I'd like to
help you.
Can
you think of any little incident on the plane? Anything that happened before the plane took off, perhaps? Anything at all that might have given Godovsky a priority on the imposter's list of those he had to get rid of?
No. No, I can't think of anything at all.
Pity. Well, that seems to be that. I won't hold you up any longer, Miss Bergner. Thank you very much for coming along. And do remember, if anything out of the ordinary happens, get in touch with me at once.
You can count on me for that, Major Keane.
Oh, by the way, let me know when you get that job, would you? I'll be along to hear you one night.
I think I'd like that. Goodbye, Major. Oh, thank you, Kurtz. Goodbye.
Afternoon, Miss.
Kurtz, follow her.
Taxi! Taxi!
The Bookman Sanatorium, please, cabby. 34 Pellman Road, Hampstead Heath.
Right you are, miss.
He told me always to be certain I'm not followed. Perhaps I should have taken the tube. Oh, good Lord. It's Cutts getting into another cab behind. Cabby, I've changed my mind. Drive me to Leicester Square tube station. If the cab behind turns this corner... Yes. This is following me, all right. Oh, what have I done wrong? Where did I give myself away? Where? It's driving me crazy.
I don't know I do it. So there was a man outside your flat. And this fellow followed you from the embankment.
But I'm certain I lost him. He was left on the platform.
I don't like it. Why should they suspect you?
I can't imagine why he should.
We'll have to throw them off. I need you too much. You must be free to come and go. You're my only link with Keane and his MI5.
Don't you think I realize that? What are we going to do?
I think something can be arranged. A convincing attempt on your life, perhaps.
The plan in Berlin was perfect. Now, with the camera lost and Ridgway at large and the fourth man, Mitchell, anything can go wrong.
You worry too much, Edie. I'm not concerned with Mitchell. Do you remember his condition on the plane?
That still leaves Ridgway.
The police will find Ridgway for us. And in the meantime, I carry on here as a patient in Dr. Buchman's sanatorium. The perfect retreat. Why don't you relax? You forget they still don't know who I am. We can afford to wait until they pick him up.
You weren't long, Katz. Did you see her safely home?
It's got me properly puzzled, sir. You'd think she knew I was right behind her and didn't want to be followed.
Yeah? What happened?
Well, she hopped in a cab and I grabbed another one. Then she gets out at Leicester Square Tube and waits on the platform for a Piccadilly line train. Waits till it's just going and hops in as the doors slam in my face.
Oh, that's odd. Confound it, they only sent you along for her own protection, on the spur of the moment.
Well, I'll swear she gave me the slip deliberately, sir.
That makes you think. Of course, it could just have happened like that. Oh, I should have had enough sense to send you along with her. Keane speaking.
Keane, it's Frayne here. I've got something for you.
You picked up Peter Ridgway?
How soon can you get to Guy's hospital?
Well, 10 minutes. What's up?
Tell you when you get there. It's another of those forged passports. Chap's on his last legs. Step on it. There's a good fellow if you want to question him. Might lead to something.
Where will you be?
I'll be waiting for you in the casualty ward.
Right. Cuts at the double. The car. Guy's Hospital in 10 minutes.
Oh, I might have to wait a few minutes, Keene. Chap called for priest. Here they come now. And that's the doctor beckoning to you. If you want to ask the fellow where he got his forged passport, you'd better hurry.
Can he talk?
He's been muttering in German, I think. How's yours?
Oh, good enough.
What happened, Inspector? Who is the bloke?
We can't tell his nationality. He was hanging about outside a jewelry shop in the Tottenham Court Road. The chap on the beat was only going to move him on, but when he saw our fellow coming, he bolted for his life with the constable after him. He tried to dodge across the road and slipped. The bus went over him.
What's his name?
The forged passport said Polikov.
Polikov? We've got a bloke called Polikov on our list of black market poles.
He's keen now. Do you have any luck?
I had the kind of luck you get once in a lifetime. That fellow in there bought his passport 6 months ago in Germany. And he told me the man he bought it from came to London yesterday afternoon. On an American plane.
Did he tell you the man's name, sir?
Yes, he even told me that.
Well, come on, men. What is it?
Demetrius. Now we had something to go on. Scammell was coming to London with information about the forged document traffic, but someone had taken his place. On the same afternoon, a supplier of forged papers had come from Berlin to London, also on an American plane. It was too much to be a coincidence. We knew who that someone was. Demetrius, the man we were after.
A gunman and a pawnbroker have a conversation which vitally affects the fate of Demetrius in the next suspenseful episode of Dossier on Demetrius. A gunman and a pawnbroker have a conversation which vitally affects the fate of Demetrius in the next suspenseful episode of Dossier on Demetrius.